Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Abiding in God's omnipresence. Why do Christians say things like, let's go to church or let's go meet with God? Do we forget that Jesus said he would never leave us? Or that he sent the Holy Spirit to be our constant companion? Or that our very heart is the temple of God's presence? See Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, John chapter 14, verse 16, and 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. We are naturally self-focused creatures. It takes discipline on our part to keep reminding and re-reminding ourselves that God is always with us. Psalm 84 and its two Selahs is one way of re-reminding ourselves of God's abiding presence. The Selahs are reminders to pause and consider, where am I? And to know that the answer can always be, surely I am in God's presence. This psalm is divided into three four-verse stanzas. Stanzas 1 and 2 end with the call to Selah. And all three stanzas feature a powerful name for God, Lord Almighty. When we see Lord in all capital letters, that is God's covenant name, Yahweh or Jehovah, which means that he is the I am that I am. Almighty signifies that he is the invincible, undefeatable captain of angel armies. In these two combined titles, we have the personal, intimate God of love and the unstoppable God of limitless power. If he were just the God of love, we may not be able to trust his power. If he were just the God of power, we may not be able to approach him. He is the all-loving, ever-approachable power. Another important recurring theme in Psalm 84 is the word blessed. It's used three times in this psalm, more than in any other single psalm. This word means God's unmerited favor, and the word either begins or ends each of the three stanzas. In stanza 1, verses 1 through 4, twice we have that combined title of Lord Almighty. But we must always remember that our God is not distant and unapproachable, but the sons of Korah call him my King and my God. At the end of this first stanza, we are invited to Selah, a pause to praise our glorious King. Stanza 2, verses 5 through 8, begins with that reminder that we are blessed. The psalmists tell us that God's blessings flow even in my valley of Baca, or weeping. With God's presence surrounding me, I can go from strength to strength because the Lord Almighty hears my prayer and responds to my prayer. So at the end of this stanza, we are again invited to Selah. This time, it's a pause to pray to our listening God. In stanza 3, verses 9 through 12, another important word is featured that reminds us that our God is not a stingy king, but one who delights in his children and wants to lavish them with his blessings. The word is favor. We read, look with favor on your anointed one, and the Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. God's favorable blessings flow toward us as eternally as he exists. This psalm is circular. It begins as it ends, so it invites us to continue to praise, continue to pray, and continue to abide in his presence. We're called not just to know about God's presence, but to rejoice in his presence. It's one thing to know about God's omnipresence, but it's an entirely different thing to abide in God's omnipresence. This isn't something that happens overnight. Brother Lawrence reminds us that this is a progressive revelation for Christians. He says, one does not become holy at once. The more one knows him, the more one desires to know him. And as knowledge is commonly the measure of love, the deeper and more extensive our knowledge shall be, the greater will be our love. And if our love of God were great, we should love him equally in pains and pleasures. I encourage you to selah frequently so that you can move from mere head knowledge of God's presence to becoming intimately aware of His closeness. If you've missed any of the messages in our series looking at the selahs in the Psalms, I've shared a link in the show notes to the full list of messages.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.